This is kind of a night of huge runs here for both teams. We saw it early with both teams swinging some big runs in the first quarter, but you guys had the big lead, and all of a sudden Goodland hit everything in that fourth quarter to start off there. But you guys settled down and started working your offense and kind of righted the ship there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we did. Like I just told the guys, you know, in games where other teams go on runs and our shots aren't falling, nobody's going to get you out of that jam except for yourselves. So, I mean, you got to come together, you got to pull together, and you got to get after it defensively. You know, you can't help that the shots aren't going in. You can help the shots that you're getting, but you can't always help, you know, the fact that they're going in or they're not going in, and they were on fire. So in that instance, we really needed to lock in defensively, and we were having a real hard time keeping Cole in front of us. He's pretty crafty with the ball. You know, the way that he handles it is challenging on players. It kind of keeps you off balance with whether he's going to pull up and shoot it or if he's going to keep driving it. And when you can get away with those looks, it's tough to guard. And so I give our guys a lot of credit for showing a lot of heart, a lot of character when they did make that run, because, you know, for the better half of the first half, we come out, you know, get the lead up to 22, I think, and then, you know, it just goes south on us in a hurry. And I wanted to kind of see what they're made of, so we didn't really take the time out. We let them play through it and try to figure out if they were going to be able to pull together and do what we were asking them to do. And they did that with a, you know, pretty high or pretty effectively. We were able to move the ball around and finally knock down a couple shots and were able to get some stops.
Well, you guys had some different scores that really contributed here. It was interesting. Jackson Lewis scores your first 8 points of the game, and then you have Evan Smith with 2 3-point plays in the first quarter. And then the sophomore comes off the bench who hasn't played a lot. He's getting more minutes, Ronnie Weathers, and he pours in a career-high 18 tonight. And those last two baskets, Goodland was more content on your guards up top trying to trap there, but left Weathers wide open underneath, and he took advantage of those shots.
Yeah, he did. He's a goofy kid. He's a sophomore, but he can really do some things. He's long. He rebounds hard. And, you know, obviously tonight, you know, yeah, they were up top. They were putting pressure on our guards. Obviously they're trying to get some steals late. And we found him, and he capitalized on those. So, extremely, you know, excited for him, you know, to get going in this, you know, second part of the year. And, he did some other things down there. You know, he really battled and not just rebounding, but, you know, I thought he finished a couple, you know, real strong moves, and hopefully we get to see more of that in the next few games.
I thought one thing that's a positive, your free throw shooting was struggling for the first three quarters. I think I had you around 9 of 17, but to be able to close the game in the fourth quarter at 9 of 10, I think that was big for you guys.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when you've got guys that are confident stepping up to the line, you know, in big situations that they didn't have to be big situations, but that's kind of how basketball works. You know, teams get hot and get themselves back in the game, and you got to be able to, you know, lock it down at the free throw line, and I'm proud of our guys for doing that tonight.
You guys are in a tight game in that fourth quarter, 4 points, and then we can go back to that here a little bit. The game before against Hugoton, you guys are up by two with a minute to go and kind of panicked a little bit, had a couple of big turnovers here. But I thought that was good. It seemed like they kind of, even though it was a little different circumstances, a lot more time left, but it seemed like your team kind of regrouped and kind of learned from that game previously with Hugoton with a tight game in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely. We talked a lot about, you know, learning from past mistakes and not just learning from your own mistakes, because you can't be around to make them all by yourself. You got to learn from other people's mistakes. And, you know, I thought we did a better job. And, again, just having the poise to kind of shut off that run that they made because, again, like I said, we didn't call a timeout. They knew what they were supposed to do. It was just a matter of them doing it. You know, defensively, it's obvious. You only want to get a stop. Make somebody else beat you, things like that. And offensively, it was just about getting a shot that was in rhythm. I don't care if they missed the shot. Just get a good shot. Get a shot that you're stepping into and you feel comfortable shooting. You know, we don't need to force it. And, of course, they get up and start getting in the passing lanes. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, we didn't handle that well. You know, we turned one over, and I thought we made some right moves at the right time late in that fourth quarter.
You guys get a much-needed win, I think, to snap that losing streak, get to 500 on the year, and also in conference play. And now you're at here 3-3, a big game on Friday night, I think, with another pretty evenly matched team. I think we're going to say this for a lot this year, evenly matched teams in the league with Colby, with Ulysses and Holcomb down the stretch here before the Orange and Black. But Colby coming into town Friday night, and They're under a new regime there, and it should be an interesting battle Friday.
Yeah, Parker's a good guy. I know him from the college days, so it'll be interesting getting to see him over there. And he's got a big group of kids, you know, a physically big group of kids. So we'll have our work cut out for us there, you know, but we want to get up and down the floor. We want to run, make those guys get out there and run with us. And, you know, I'll tell you what, it's just one of those things where you watch our team play and just think, man, if we were able to shoot the ball, you know, the way that we show at practice, it would just be amazing to watch our guys. And we just haven't got it going. And those things happen. But, you know, I'm extremely proud of our guys for learning from their mistakes, like you'd mentioned about Hugoton, and then coming through tonight. But, it'll be the last, these last three games, before we head into the orange and black will be big games for us, and they will be evenly matched. And you know, teams that play hard, you know, there's not a whole lot of night offs in our league, you know, anymore. There's a lot of evenly matched teams, and so that makes for good basketball. Not always the prettiest, but sometimes it makes for good basketball to watch.
Well, sometimes it doesn't have to be pretty; just get the job done.
For sure.
Once again, Scott City winning here tonight, 69-55 over Goodland, and season high of points for you guys. Four times out of five games this year, you guys hit 60-plus points, so it's been pretty good here, and you get Colby on Friday night. And thanks again for joining me here, Coach, and we'll talk to you later on here this week.
All right, thanks, Adam.